Hello dear listener, it's James here on Audiomo day 25. So this is the audio boo from June 25th, although it is now the 26th. I'm not going to invoke any kind of rule, I'm just late again. I just did try to record one last night, but I thought, you know, it would sound better if I did it while I was out on my walk, because then we'd have a nice bird song sounds rather than the rather dull sound of the studio. But I went to the gym instead, and there's no way I'd want to talk in the gym, huffing and puffing. So instead, it's an automobile boo for a Thursday morning. My daughter got up unbelievably early this morning. This is baffling. Unbelievably early this morning to go to Belgium with her school for a day trip. Can you believe it? Well, I mean, it's an ingenious idea, but an unhinged one. There's a theme park called Plopsaland, which is a great name. I think it's kind of Chessington-y, but it's a yearly pilgrimage for the school. I don't think it actually costs a huge amount of money once, you know, you factor in all the children and the coach and the petrol and the ferry. But it's a long time to be travelling for a day out at an amusement park and then back home again. But it's an adventure, that's brilliant. they seem to love it, so that's the main thing. And I think it's going to be quite a nice day. She definitely needs some sunscreen on her. But that wasn't really what I was going to be talking about. It was yesterday when Christopher and my wife were having a conversation. Chris is doing biology GCSE, and I think I've barely scratched the surface of biology when I was doing my my secondary education, and haven't done any since. And it just gave me to think that there are some, my children now are reaching the age where there are things they know about and have more experience in, than I will ever have. And I really kind of feel, not that my role as a parent is a success, but it's a really good feeling that they've started to sort of form their own packets of knowledge. There's that phrase, isn't it? I taught him everything I know. But yes, I've taught. Yeah, but then what both he and Eleanor have learned goes beyond what I know. I've learned, which is great. Eleanor, for example, is an amazing violinist. She doesn't practice nearly enough, but that's one of the factors about being an 11-year-old child. Unless you're either pressured into it or an absolutely passionate about it, you kind of do it when you have to. But she's she asked me to transcribe something and I'll write it down or print it out and show it to her, she'll pretty much play it by sight, which is brilliant. And it's, I don't know how many years it would take me to learn the violin or viola to that level, but she's well beyond me, my experience now. So that was pretty much what my boo's about, really. The fact that my children are getting older and are better than me and better than I will ever be at things. And I guess it also gave me that retrospective thing that when they're older and they'll come home, I say home, will come and visit me and Beth. Because you do say home when you go to your old childhood home or to visit your parents, don't you? That I won't treat them like children, because the weeks, the hours, the months that they'll be living out of our sphere of influence, out of our environment, will be the way that their lives are growing and building and generating of their own. And it's not going to be too long until that happens, frighteningly enough. I mean, Chris is 14 now, and he already sort of goes out on a Saturday morning for his clubs, and he has his drama groups and youth clubs and things. It's not very often that they'll have nights away, but that's going to happen more often as well. The only thing, obviously, that I would like to be better than my son at is computer games, but he's already at the stage now where he can comprehensively beat me on first-person shooters. I think that's more down to practice than natural ability. But I would say that, wouldn't I? It's so frustrating though when your kids can beat you at games. So, oh man. Yeah. I wonder if that's why my dad doesn't play me at anything these days. Now, of course, the last thing I'll say is, it would be great, wouldn't it, if my children's ability to tidy, do housework, and to hoover were to be far superior to mine. But it would appear that for the time being, simply not going to happen. So this weekend, guess who's going to be doing the housework? Maybe I need to downskill myself. And with that, I will wish you a good day, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.